Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The evening in Israel is mild, with temperatures cooling down in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A pleasant night to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Israel Hayom reported that former President Trump claimed the U.S. has complete control over the Strait of Hormuz. He criticized Iran, stating the country is finished without a navy or air force. Also, Walla News revealed that Iran remains unfazed by U.S. threats. An Iranian border guard commander assured that their borders are well secured. Also this hour, Israel Hayom has reported a troubling rescue operation in Haifa. Authorities found two children living in severe neglect, alongside multiple cats in distress. Separately, Ynet reported that Israeli airstrikes hit Gaza for the second consecutive day. The attacks come as the U.S. offers Prime Minister Netanyahu flexibility amid election tensions. And finally, I24 News shared that Defense Minister Katz has instructed the IDF to prepare for long-term stays in security zones in Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza. From X, the latest. Ariel Osaron, a regional reporter, noted just minutes ago that Israel and Lebanon are considering several countries to verify Hezbollah's disarmament. Hen Mazig, an Israeli commentator, posted recently about the Palestine convoy's halt at the Iraq border. He criticized the Free Palestine movement for blaming Israel for Iraq's autonomous decision. And I24 News English reported moments ago that Israel's chief of staff informed cabinet ministers that the blockade on Iran is proving effective, worsening their economic crisis. Let's go deeper, starting with the tensions in the Gulf. Israel Hayom reported that former President Trump asserted U.S. dominance over the Strait of Hormuz, emphasizing Iran's weakened state. This rhetoric could escalate regional tensions, affecting security dynamics. Turning to developments in Iran, Walla News shared that Iranian officials dismissed U.S. invasion threats, asserting strong border control. The comments reflect Iran's stance of resilience amidst external pressures. This could influence diplomatic negotiations. Meanwhile, in Haifa, a distressing situation unfolded. Israel Hayom detailed how authorities rescued two children from neglect, alongside several mistreated cats. The incident highlights ongoing concerns about child welfare and animal rights in the region. That strike in Gaza comes in a tense context. Ynet highlighted the IDF's recent actions as the U.S. signals support to Netanyahu ahead of elections. This might impact the peace efforts and political climate. Finally, I24 News reported that the Israeli Defense Minister ordered preparations for extended military presence in Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza. This move underscores Israel's strategic focus on securing its borders, with long-term regional implications. Turning to business news. First, the Galilee Conference 2026, reported by Walla Business, brought together leaders in Safed. The focus is on strengthening the future of northern Israel through collaboration. Separately, Katech shared that a Greek airline owned by Israelis is growing its presence at Ben Gurion Airport. Bluebird Airways is becoming a significant player in the region's aviation sector. And finally, Mariv Business discussed innovative uses for bar stools in home design. High seating beyond the kitchen is becoming a versatile choice for modern Israeli homes. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 10 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.